So, Raimi Smith in Takatna, you're taking your 24-hour layover, I assume.
Yeah, we're here giving the dog some rest and help make him stronger and ready for head on down the trail.
Yeah. Now, in your position coming into Takatna, how are you feeling? How is the race gone for you so far?
Well, the dogs are doing really good, and the trail's been really good, and so I've been really, really happy with the dogs. I had to leave a few behind that I wasn't happy with, but I mean, I was happy with the dogs. I just wasn't happy to leave them behind, and but the trail has been really good, and the dogs are doing good.
And so you had to leave them behind at the start, or just along the trail, or what?
Well, I had to leave one in Squintna that I shouldn't have had to leave. There was some inexperienced vets there. That was the first checkpoint, only 70 miles in, and they thought the heart rate was a little high, and but they had just startled the dog, and it was a solid core team member, and so I think they made a massive, massive mistake there by pulling that dog out of the team. Because that one should be here helping put bread on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty perturbed about that because it affects the whole race. But tell you what, the rest of them they're really doing the best they can. I've got some newer ones in here that are doing really good. My main leader, Scott's got a really sore arm I'm not happy with. But, he's still really trying hard and he's just amazing.
Yeah, we did hear about that, the sore shoulder. And are you hoping that having a good long break here will allow him to mend and continue?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping to bring down the inflammation. I've been working hard on that, putting a big wrap on him and, just trying to move him around just a little bit in the hopes that the inflammation will go down.
Now, you are known for having just a really fast team and having the ability to move these dogs when you ask them to. Your dogs can do a lot for you, as all teams do, but you can command a lot out of your team from history shows. And so what's your plan, leaving Takatna later? And heading down the trail, heading to the Yukon, the race really starts to heat up on the Yukon River. What's going to be your game plan from here?
Well, right now my main plan is getting these guys healthy and ready for the next push. I don't quite expect to be able to push hard like I have in the past, perhaps just because the front end isn't quite as solid. They're older dogs, and there's some newer, younger ones that are coming in that have just been doing awesome, and you kind of got to baby those a little bit. And so a lot of it looks to be like kind of like a watch the dogs and take care of them type of a practice.
So you've been really competitive in the past number of years, and so is this race for you kind of more to get a good paycheck at the end, and you're looking to just finish solidly in Ome in order to recoup some of the expenses? I mean, it's so expensive doing this as a lifestyle and doing this race. What's your plan and what's your goals then for this year?
I think you actually put it very well. do my best to recoup some expenses and take good care of the dogs and try to finish with as many happy ones as we can. And if it looks like there's a chance to make a big push, then I will. But because I'm came here to win, they just don't look like they're. Like the winning is a 100% option. The warm weather has massively affected my team. They haven't eaten well until we got here, and so that's been a pretty big struggle. And so that's why getting food in them, taking good care of them, is the primary goal. Now I can't really make any long term thoughts or projections.
Now talk about the weather. There's a lot of snow today, obviously. It's blanketing everything. And there will then be a lot of snow on the trail, and it sounds like it's going to be a bit windy later tomorrow. How do you think, with Mackie and King and Lindner moving on down, it sounds like they might be stopping in Iditarod, they might be stopping in Anvik. Weather, of course, is a huge factor in this race and trail conditions. How do you think the snow and upcoming wind will will affect kind of the way things move.
It's about to affect things huge. The trail just getting to Iditarod can be so nasty. So that's a really good question. They're going to get a huge advantage by going on down the trail and being on hard-packed ground. It's just been a slog and the sugar snow. And when you're in the 30s to the 60s number of the teams, those guys have a lot of work to do. And so it's a very good move they made if their teams can hold up for it. I would have liked to have made the move, but I needed to recoup these guys and try to get them ready to go on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you'd like to add that we didn't quite get to?
Oh, if my family's listening to this, I'd just like to tell them I said hi, and I wish they were here to talk to. And the dogs are doing good, and the trail's been good, and so what else can I say?
Another Iditarod.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ramey Smith in Takotna, and reporting in Takotna, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.